Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in a Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And by L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. In Huron County, a global plea was locked in. The Huron County prosecutor packaged two felony files for Shane Lee Cook Jr., securing guilty pleas to absconding on bond and tampering with an electronic monitoring device in one file and resisting obstructing a police officer in the other, all as a fourth habitual offender. The people agreed not to request consecutive sentencing, but the court made clear it can still impose it. There is no promise, and sentencing exposure remains high, each count up to 15 years with habitual fourth. The record shows a sufficient factual basis, non-appearance after court instructions, failure to maintain the monitoring app, and resistance to arrest in Bad Axe on January 30th, 2026, and voluntary understanding pleas. Operationally, the court consolidated matters for sentencing on April 6, 2026 at 9 a.m. and canceled bond. Now Cook is facing sentencing with no safety net. And the defendant, Aaron Matthew Laycock, has been convicted and sentenced for a series of crimes driven by a gambling problem. After stealing funds from his stepbrother, he fabricated an elaborate story involving a kidnapping by two large black men to mislead law enforcement. While the defense highlighted his youth, lack of a prior record, difficult upbringing, and eventual confession and restitution, both the prosecution and the court focused on the severity of the deception. The court ultimately overrode the probation department's more lenient recommendation, imposing a harsher sentence that includes 30 months of probation, 90 days in jail with credit for one day served, and 30 days of upfront jail time, underscoring that the attempt to manipulate the justice system was a more severe transgression than the initial theft itself. In other Huron County court matters, the arraignment of Aaron Matthew Laycock on Monday on seven counts, including two capital offenses, carjacking and armed robbery, established the key legal and logistic parameter for a jury trial. Following a not guilty plea to all charges, the count set firm deadlines for motions, plea bargains, and witness lists, culminating in a trial date of August 4th, 2026. The most significant strategic development was the court's decision to radically increase the defendant's bond from a nominal $5,000 to $250,000 cash surety, citing the woefully inadequate nature of the original bond given the gravity of the two life sentence charges. The single judicial action fundamentally alters the defendant's pretrial reality and strategic leverage in the case. When we come back after this L. Hansen Motors sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Tyler here with L. Hansen Motors. Many times people shop for a vehicle online and they see a price that seems too good to be true, because it is. Those dealers charge dock fees and financing fees that can add at least $1,000 onto the price of the vehicle, and many times even more. At L. Hansen Motors, we never charge dock fees and we never charge finance fees. And at L. Hansen Motors, we're always willing to make a deal. First up this week is the 2020 Chevy Equinox. It has heated cloth seats, remote start, Bluetooth, and a backup camera. With only 85,000 miles, we're asking $16,980. And if you're looking for an SUV that has all the bells and whistles without breaking the bank, I have a 2019 Buick Enclave Premium. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded with every option available. It has 103,000 miles and we're asking $17,980. And if you're balling on a budget, don't worry, we got you. I just received a 2017 Cruise with heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and gets up to 40 miles per gallon. With only 78,000 miles, we're asking $12,580. I also have a 2017 Ford Fusion that has only 123,000 miles. It is also good on gas and we're asking $9,980.
I'm Al Hansen and I guarantee it.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at our national news, we've got FAA and Pentagon test anti-drone lasers in New Mexico. The Federal Aviation Administration and Department of Defense have begun joint testing of anti-drone laser systems at a range in New Mexico. The tests aim to develop reliable methods for neutralizing unauthorized drones in restricted airspace. These systems are designed to disable drone electronics without causing significant collateral damage. If successful, the technology may be deployed near sensitive military installations and commercial airports. In other national news, judge voids layoffs at Voice of America. A federal judge has ruled that recent administration actions to dismantle and lay off staff at Voice of America were illegal. The ruling requires the organization to halt the personnel changes immediately. The court found that the actions bypassed established legislative protections for the government-funded news agency. The administration has not yet stated whether it will appeal the decision. And in our international news, China seeks landmark year for U.S. relations. Beijing has expressed hope that 2026 will serve as a landmark year for stabilizing its relationship with the United States. Despite ongoing tech rivalries, Chinese officials signaled a desire for increased economic cooperation. U.S. diplomats have responded with cautious optimism, but maintain that significant issues regarding trade and security remain. Both nations are expected to hold high-level talks later this spring. In other international news, India experiences record-breaking March heat wave. Temperatures in New Delhi have reached 35.7 degrees Celsius, which is 96.3 Fahrenheit, breaking a 15-year record for the first week of March. The Indian Meteorological Department warned that the weather currently resembles conditions typically seen in late April. The early heat wave is raising concerns about water security and crop health. Climate scientists attribute the shift to a lack of western disturbances that usually bring cooler air to the region this time of year. And we come back after the Stilson Collision sponsor message. We'll get to our obituaries.
If you get into an accident, go to the best place in the Thumb for your auto body collision and paint work. Stilson Collision. This is Luke Stilson.
And this is Marv Polam. With our combined 95 years in auto body and paint work, we ensure satisfaction with the best quality work in the Thumb.
This is Rich Polam. From deer collisions to major accidents, we accept all insurance work.
That's right, Rich. If you need professional collision repair and auto body work, come see us at Stilson Collision, located 1704 West Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. Or call us at 989-553-3649.
Or call me, Marv Polam, at 989-553-3648.
At Stilson Collision, we do it right or we don't do it.
We have no obituaries to report for this hour. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And by L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department.